AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. What are four people and two dogs doing on top of a car? Trying to escape the floodwaters on a highway north of Los Angeles. That's how authorities explained it after they rescued the group. Victor Moreno is one of the hundreds of drivers who got stuck on the flooded roadways after a massive rainstorm. He says he was surprised by how bad it was.
I had no idea. You know, we kind of figured, but no. I didn't know it was this big.
He talked to KNBC TV. A stretch of Interstate 5 north of L.A. was under 5 feet of mud. Thousands of vehicles were backed up for miles on that highway, which runs the length of California. Emergency crews have been scooping up mud there for hours now. In central Texas, they've been fighting a wildfire that's destroyed homes and seared through 6 square miles of land. This is about 40 miles southeast of Austin. This morning, they're bringing in a DC-10 jet tanker that can drop about 12,000 gallons of retardant at a time. Good news for evacuated residents, says Judge Paul Poppe.
As soon as an area is cleared and safe, we're allowing people to go back into their homes. We're evacuating the ones that might be in the path of danger, but as soon as that danger goes away, we're allowing them to go back.
Did the U.S. hit an Afghan hospital because they thought it was a Taliban command center? U.S. military analysts believed it was, but we don't know if military commanders who ordered the airstrikes knew their target was a medical facility. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest on whether the hospital was being used as a Taliban control center.
I'm not aware of that information, but that is certainly information that I'm confident the Department of Defense is interested in understanding so that they can try to answer those questions in the report.
In the Pentagon report, 22 people were killed in what Doctors Without Borders calls a war crime. This is AP Radio News. Authorities in Nevada are trying to figure out exactly what happened to Lamar Odom, who is said to be clinging to life in a hospital in Las Vegas. Here's our Oscar Wells Gabriel.
How did a weekend visit to a brothel turn into a life and death struggle for former NBA star Lamar Odom? Authorities are trying to find out. They are retracing Odom's steps during his stay at the Love Ranch to find out just how it was that he ended up unconscious there this week. Officials have described Odom's situation as a possible drug-related medical episode. Odom was found unconscious at the brothel on Tuesday with white and reddish substances coming from his nose and mouth. Ranch officials said he had been taking multiple doses of a herbal version of Viagra, and that he told brothel workers he had also done some cocaine. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Now to DraftKings and FanDuel. They have left Nevada after regulators ordered the daily fantasy sports sites to get a gambling license or shut down. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.